Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Kermit Bakert, who is a Harvard economist and also the economist for the American Institute of Architecture. Kermit, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. Thank you.
Well, thanks for being with us. It's been a few months. I've actually hesitated to call you because up until recently, there wasn't good news, but you actually have two separate pieces of good news to talk about today. Let's start with the commercial side on the American Institute of Architecture and your billing index.
Yeah, this is looking at design activity at architecture firms, and what we've discovered is kind of the intuition of that relationship is that you need to design it before you build it, and design activity is a very accurate leading indicator of construction activity, leads it very consistently by 9 to 12 months. So whatever's going on at architecture firms, you're going to see on the construction sites 9 to 12 months later. And as you suggested, it's been a steep downturn. Billings at U.S. architecture firms have been negative every single month since February of 2008. So we're now 2.5 years of downturn. And during parts of that period, late 2008, early 2009, it was really ugly. It was really a steep downturn. But beginning in 2010, beginning in January, we started seeing steady declines every month, getting a little bit better, or the slowdown moderating. I guess a better way of putting it, except for May and June, where we had a little step back. But other than that, it's been slowly clawing its way out. And with our September number, finally got over the hump, and we're back into growth again. Very modest growth, but we're back into growth again for the first time in over 2.5 years.
All right. So the headline here, I mean, it's major. For the first time in 2.5 years, your index is over 50, and over 50 means that it's growing. So
yeah, no, absolutely. It's a good sign. Just barely over 50 is, as you pointed out, Kemp, and it does bounce around, so we may see a dip back down. But I think there's two reasons to think that we're going to continue to move in the right direction. The first I already mentioned is that we have seen a steady improvement over the course of the year. We started out the year in January with a reading of 42.5, so we're up a full 8 points over the first 8 months of the year, and that's encouraging. Secondly, we're seeing a pretty broad basis for the components of this index in areas we'd expect to see them. The strongest sector in the construction industry at present is commercial and industrial construction. Offices, retail space, hotels, manufacturing facilities, distribution facilities, things like that. That's the segment that's been the hardest hit during this downturn, but that's the segment that you would expect would pop its head out first. You know, as the private economy begins to recover, we tend to see improvement there before it translates into more tax revenue or other sorts of things where we see more activity on the public side. So this is where we want to see it. This is where we'd expect to see it. And the last two months, actually, on the commercial side have seen very positive numbers. So that's encouraging.
Mm-hmm. So you feel like it's probably sustainable?
I think it is sustainable. It's been a slow, torturous recovery that we've seen in our economy, but I think we're moving in the right direction, and I think we're going to continue to move in the right direction.
All right, good. Well, you know, there's something that's happened this time that we haven't seen in the last several recoveries, and that is that the commercial market is actually coming back before the housing market does.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Generally, we'd see these cycles unfold as residential first, commercial second, institutional third, institutional being government and healthcare and education and things like that. You know, we talk about the prospects of a double dip recession. We've heard more about that. It looks like we've avoided that in our economy. Unfortunately, we haven't avoided that in the housing sector. We did see some improvement through 2009 and really through the first quarter of this year in the housing market, and the last two quarters have really seen a reversal of direction. Part of that has to do with the expiration of the first-time homebuyer's credit. Part of it has to do with this sort of growing drumbeat of foreclosures and, you know, related problems with distressed properties across the country. You know, some serious problems there that we're working through, and I think in some sense moving in the right direction, but it's just a very slow process, and we're not at recovery stage yet in the residential market according to our index. You know, I don't think that market's going to get a lot better in the near future. I think it's going to continue to be a slow climb out.
Yeah. Well, you have some other good news, and I think now is the time to talk about that. One of our lead stories on Florida Daily Action today is the study that Harvard put out yesterday that talks about the remodel. In 2011, you guys are anticipating that we're going to see a steep climb in investments on the remodel side. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, the problems I was talking about in the housing market are fortunately largely centered on new construction, just a lot of excess inventory out there, fewer households being formed to demand more new home. On the other hand, we have a lot of old homes out there and a lot of old homes that need to have work done on them, and a lot of that is just really not stuff that you can defer. If you have problems with roofing or siding or windows or things like that, you kind of need to do something about it, coupled with the fact that at least through the end of the year, there's some tax credits associated with doing that work that got bumped up a little bit as with respect to the stimulus program. So some parts of this market are actually doing pretty well, and even the parts that we call more discretionary, things that you don't need to do now, you can defer them if you want to, kitchen and bathroom models, room additions, structural alterations, things like that, have started to come back. I think people are deciding this is not a good time to buy a home for whatever reason, not a good time to sell their home, but a good time to improve their home. A lot of contractors out there looking for work. If you can get a home equity line of credit, you can also get a very favorable rate for that, so it's easy, attractive to finance. And remodeling has been in recession like home building, not quite as long and not quite as deep. We estimate that there's probably somewhere around a 20 or 25% decline in remodeling spending over the last 2.5-3 years or so. So it took quite a hit. But as you said, our leading indicator, which looks at factors that are generally associated with remodeling activity, things like sales of existing homes and sentiment of contractors in terms of what they're hearing out in the marketplace, is looking pretty positive. So we think we're hitting a bottom in that market, probably did hit it in the second quarter, if not in the third quarter, and that we're going to see improvement even by the end of this year and pretty healthy gains moving into 2011. As you said, potentially double-digit growth in home improvement spending as we move through the year.
I saw some recent research that said that the money that was being spent this year on the investments in existing property was more around the energy side, the things that could be done as far as updating HVAC and insulation. And yet we're hearing that 2011, it may be a little bit broader, that the pent-up demand that's been created by 3 years of softness may actually even go to the flooring piece of the business.
I think that's right. We track the different pieces, and as you suggest, the replacement side, the exterior projects, have held up quite well for reasons that you suggest, that they can, they're eligible for tax credits, a lot of those. And they're kind of things you need to do anyways. They're hard to defer. And a lot of the wind in the market was being lost through the upper end remodels and things like that. But I think those are starting to come back. I think households are just beginning to spend more. And one thing that we're finding, Kemp, maybe a little ironically, maybe not, is one of the reasons this market was hit so hard was there were so many of these distressed and foreclosed properties in the marketplace. And if you're living in a home and afraid you might be foreclosed, or if you're underwater, if your mortgage is greater than the value of your house, that's not a good time to undertake an investment in your home. On the other hand, as those homes work their way through the system and people buy them, they buy a foreclosed home, and a lot of those are, that's really what's driving the housing market these days. And once you buy it, you say, this home hasn't really been well maintained. I really need to put some money into it. And I think that's what we're seeing now in some markets, is this sort of this reaction to underinvestment over the last 2 or 3 years now catching up. It's a form of pent-up demand, I guess a slightly different form, in that you kind of need to do those expenditures because they haven't been done, and you want to get those done often before you move into it.
Yeah. Well, let's hope consumer sentiment stays positive and all of these two indicators that you just mentioned stay on the right track. I appreciate you spending time with us. Again, we've been talking to Kermit Baker, who's a Harvard economist, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.